Tigers and Twins opening up a three-game set. Great pitching between Matthew Boyd and Hector Santiago. Here's Boyd in the second facing Chris Giménez.
Lefty on lefty, the 3-2. Swing and a miss, how about that?
Here's a drive in the air to left field. That ball is up, and that ball is gone! James McCann, a two-run shot, and the Tigers have the lead. Little looper to left, a base hit. That is the first hit of the ball game here. 5 2/3, no hits for Boyd today. Ground ball to short. Machado, Kinsler, and a double play. And the threat is over. Thank you. Kepler pops it up. Left side of the infield, Castellanos, ball game.
The Tigers hang on for the win. Boyd fires six scoreless frames. He strikes out six, allows just the one hit. The Tigers' bullpen came into the game with a 7.58 ERA. They allowed just one run over three innings in this one. The improved relief work will make manager Brad Ausmus happy, and he talked after the game about the Tigers' fourth win in their last five games.
He was obviously much better today than he was the last start in Chicago. Changeup was very good. He pitched up and down with his fastball. He gives up one hit. Unfortunately, the no-hitter was going to be out of reach regardless just because of the pitch count, but he did a great job.
Two very different outings for him, obviously, last Thursday and then today. Brad, is he somewhere in the middle, or what do you see from him just in the early go?
I just think the outing in Chicago just was an off day. That wasn't the real Matt Boyd. He wasn't the guy we saw in spring training. I think today was a little bit more close to what we can expect.
A play that might go unnoticed, I mean, is that Matuk play. If he doesn't, yeah, I mean, that could have been a triple and tie game.
Huge play, Matuk cutting the ball off in the corner there in the last inning. So, that could be the difference in the game. We could still be playing right now.
Yeah. Was the arm slot, they said maybe the arm was dropping a little too much. Is that something that Matt worked on with the conditions in Chicago? Is that what it was?
Well, I don't think it was the conditions. I just think he had a little bit of a bad habit and wasn't able to adjust mid-game. Today was better. I still came down a little bit on the arm slot sometimes on the breaking ball, but obviously it was still a very good outing.
James McCann, obviously you can always rely on him to call great games, especially for some of your younger players, but has he made an adjustment at the plate? I mean, with the three home runs already, got to be something you feel good about.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Barry Bonds' home run record is in jeopardy. He's gotten off of, well, I hope he proves me wrong. But he has made an adjustment. He's shortened his stroke a little bit, especially with two strikes. And right now he's swinging back extremely well. And he's hit a couple big home runs for us, really.
How unsettling is the bullpen for you right now? I mean, today Green struggles a little bit. Obviously, K-Rod struggles a little bit. I know these guys have been pitching a decent amount, but is it too early in the season to think about something like that? It seems like it's harder for you than maybe it should be on a given night or day.
No, the guys are doing their job. Sometimes they're going to be successful, sometimes they're not. It's not always going to go smooth. But please, start the panic.
Well, that's what we do best.
I know, yeah. Get the panic rolling. And the nature of the closer especially is it's when he comes in the game, it's always a tight game. So if you have a base runner on, a lot of times it's the tying or winning run. And they're not going to be perfect every time, but he did what his job is, and that's to get the save and preserve the victory.
I don't think the fan base needs me to start the panic. I think
you don't hurt it.
Hey, one last one about, you mentioned Matuk, and we talked about him again in the home opener here when he had the big pinch hit at bat. So, you know, when you bring a guy like that in, you don't know when you're going to need to use him. You know the situations where you'd like to use him, but certainly he's paid some dividends for you.
He has. That play today was as big as the double he hit the other day. So we're still getting to know Mikey a little bit. His role is really to play against left-handed starting pitchers and or maybe pinch hit when a lefty comes in and play right field for the time being. So until JD gets back, and then we'll see what happens. But he has contributed, despite the fact he's struggled with the bat a little bit, although he hit some balls hard in Chicago.
James McCann is hitting just .235 on the season, but he's been a run producer with the three homers and five RBIs. He credited his teammates after the game.
Win today. Boyd pitched a heck of a game. Then our bullpen came in and did a good job. And as far as the swing goes, I was just looking for a pitch to be able to put a good swing on it. And thankfully, I was able to.
This is what they tell me. That you are the only Tigers catcher in history with three home runs through your first seven games. I'm just saying.
That's a small sample size.
All right, very good. Modest man, I get it. Okay, about Matt Boyd, how about the composure he had today? I know you guys worked on some things in his last bullpen. Kind of take me through the composure you saw from him because he was throwing up zeros.
You know, he pitched extremely well. And honestly, he really didn't even have his best stuff. His slider really wasn't there today, but his changeup was phenomenal. His fastball was good, and he found a way to compete and get deep into the game and give us a chance to win.
With the younger lineup that Minnesota has, was the idea to try to attack those guys knowing that they want to swing the bat?
You know, I think ultimately the game plan was for Boyd, not necessarily who we're playing. It was to attack, and that's what made him so good in spring, and that's what's going to, you know, make him good throughout the season.
All right, I'll let you go after this one, but you guys have won, you know, 4 or 5 games here. You guys are rolling here. Life's good. The weather's nice. The crowd's out. I mean, life is good.
We'll take it. We'll take it every time.
Boyd's tremendous outing on the mound brings the Tigers into a tie with the Twins atop the Central Division. He talked about his scoreless effort after the game.
All in all, yeah, I mean, slider could have been better, but the changeup was real good for us today. And James called a great game, and we played great defense. You know, Kyle came in for a situation. Jay Willie, Frankie, you know, it was a good team win all the way around.
How much carryover from the, you know, the bullpen with, you know, they mentioned one of the mechanical things was with the arm dropping a little bit. How much that was on your mind? How much do you feel better about getting it, you know, the remedy today?
You're aware of it, and you go into the game, you know, conscious of it. Once you go out there, you just got to trust that your preparation has put you there, and you just go out and compete. And, you know, James and Doobie are, you know, constantly keeping an eye on me when something goes wrong to help me out. But yeah, when you get out on the mound, it's just about competing.
How satisfying is this start considering what happened in Chicago? Obviously, the elements were a little different today than maybe there.
No, it was good. You know, it's nice to come back and put your team in a position to win. That being said, there's room to grow, and you know, excited for the next one. Excited to come out tomorrow and win the series.
Did you hear the ovation when you came out there? I know you know, Brad gave you the high five coming out too after 6 solid innings of work.
Yeah, no, it was real nice to you know, hear that. You know, we got great fans, and you know, it feels great to be loved. You know, they're awesome. You know, they've been awesome since the first one here this season, and it's we feed off it. You know, when they're loud, we feed off it, and it's fun to make it a tough place to play for people to come, and that's you know, we really they're awesome.
Did you allow yourself to think no hitter at any point? I know you took it into the sixth.
I really wasn't aware of it. I don't really think about the hits at all. You know, you're just in attack mode going out there and just and going. You know, even with the hit, it was, you know, after the hit, you still go back up there and you got to get the next guy out. And yeah.
Did 97 pitches feel good? I mean, did you just feel like after 6 would be it, or did you think about coming out for the 7th, or was that a discussion at all?
You know, I always want to come back out, but you know. You know, Brad's got the best interest at heart for the squad. So, you know, some of those counts early would have been better to be a little more efficient. So you put yourself in a position where you can go back out. It's not such a tough decision. But, yeah, I was grateful, really grateful for today. It was good. A good team win.
The series continues on Wednesday at 1:10 Eastern. Michael Fulmer gets the ball for the Tigers. He fired 6 scoreless innings in his first start versus Boston. Kyle Gibson will go for the Twins.